play pigeon with your singles, going steady. Too. Bob and I were talking about it. This is Medicine Mike from Canada. I've never been so high. It's after 6 on FMU Singles, going steady. This is Medicine Mike. Gotta be from Canada, I'm guessing. On the Evolution label, Lighthouse Stablemates. This is the Avant-Garde. Who is in this? Chuck Woolery, Wink Martindale, one of those comedians. This is Honey and Gall. Love this. Dusty show. Glad you're with me. Stay there.
Transcendental meditation, giving off good and bad vibration. The good of man is in his inner space, thought will illuminate. Come the temporal happiness, only lasting joy to miss.
Yogi says, man is like a flower.
The petals are there. Inwardly call.
is death. Efforts to harmonize through self-instruction shall only end in soul destruction. The petals will fall, the stem will die, the honey will turn to gall. God says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. So man will fall, the body will die, but the soul must live on forever.
From 1971, were you in this band, Scotch Plains Fanwood Raider Marching Band 71, The Horse, baby. The Horse!
Answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
I went down to 42nd Street, thought I'd get a bite to eat. I saw a girl that I liked to meet, you know she sure looked good. Told me that her heart was broken, asked me what it was I smoking. All she had was an old bus token, yes I would. Home, if I could, yeah. But everybody knows Matilda. Everybody knows Matilda. Ain't no life for a young girl, all alone in a great big world, Matilda. Took me to a shack on the edge of town. All the shades were pulled and drawn. Nobody, not a soul around. She smiled at me. Fixed the drinks and I fixed my hair. Drank it down, made me feel like lead. When I asked her where was the bed, she said I'd see. She pulled me close, now what was I to do? My head was spinning, but she said take off your shoes. Did I agree, yeah. But everybody knows Matilda. Everybody knows Matilda. Ain't no love for a young girl, all alone in a great big world, Matilda.
I bought this record in Kentucky at a yard sale. Where was I? Berea? Somewhere in the Daniel Boone National Forest, I found this.
Heard a heavy knock upon the door.
Duke Baxter.
So bad I fell on the floor. Heard a voice and a silent sore said, let me in. I told the son of boyfriend had a gun.
So, David, what you have to run?
When I was gone before she was done, I left my skin. Flew through the window as the door came tumbling down. Didn't even say goodbye.
Sing, cool dip sing.
Butterfingers.
With Butterfingers.
I'll let you go.
Let you go.
But love still lingers. The why I don't know. Oh, that should I lost you, please forgive me. Now I've come down, earth, Butterfingers is waiting for,
waiting for
something to bring us together. Fingers again, and when that happens, I'm gonna hold you in my loving.
I like cool dip sing, Butterfingers.
I won't have Butterfingers.
Let's go back to 1978 on Singles Going Steady from the Eastern Mennonite Cemetery in Harrisonburg, Virginia. This is Dale Bacon with Lonely, Lonely People, WFMU. Hardy White at 7, the TNP follows.
Traveling down the boulevard, we don't really have to try too hard to see lonely, lonely people moving. What's on this heart of mine? I'm sorry. I've got so much.
beauty. Honor. Country. Duty.
Douglas MacArthur won more decorations than any other officer in the history of the United States Army.
The general's trying to figure out how he can win this war despite you, sir. That's what's happening.
Very funny. Boom, boom. Very funny.
From Utica, New York, this is Denny Nash, Homegrown Country. Living free and clear on FMU, the Dusty Show. Play pigeon with you.
Free and clear is the way I came into this life. Every day, it's a feeling I get waking up in the morning. It's the price I don't have to pay. And some people tell me they don't feel alive unless the heat and the pressure is on. But when I'm getting squeezed out, I'd rather be left out. I'd rather be moving along. 'Cause I can take the six-string guitar, a little wine and an old telly jar. Throw all my junk in the car and drive away from me. Is the one way to live a good life. Your days will be empty, your nights will be lonely if you have a child and a wife. To all you believers and sometimes deceivers, I wish you all the luck in the world. But I'm a lone runner in search of the summertime, flying as high as a bird. 'Cause I couldn't take a six-string guitar.
Singles going steady on WFMU. Silent fundraiser in effect. If you could make a pledge for the station, we could use it right about now. Send a little Dusty's way. That'd be extra nice of you. I'm glad you guys are out there. More Denny Nash, more Utica, more country. Homegrown.
'Cause I'd rather be out on the road.
Hey! Living free and clear, baby.
I'm living free and clear.
He did a nice job on that one, didn't he? This one fell through the cracks somehow. David Ingalls, good morning, Mr. Sun. There's Fabio. He makes me smile. Hey, Fabio, love you, man.
Good morning, Mr. Sun. How are things with you today? As I wrestle with the memories in my mind, optimistically I face the day. Thank God, the stranger's gone. And did you know, I missed you yesterday. And another thing, well, never mind now, just good morning, Mr. Sun. You're a welcome sight. It's good to see your smiling face. I thought you'd never come. For hours I've been laying here, yesterday, the one
one who took your place. You should know there's no substitute for you for me as far as I'm concerned. You bring the dawning of the day.
You guys like this at all? I like this, David Ingalls. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Sun. How are things with you today?
All right. Let's move on. New Colony 6. I want to send this out to my wife, Kirsten. I love you, honey. Had a birthday a few days ago. I'm so lucky to have you.
I will always think about you, even if I live without you. Please don't let that end. Much love within me for you. Baby, it's true. Baby, I can't find the words to tell you just how much I
Colony 6, I will always think about you.
John Elefante, Kansas. Steve Walsh was gone momentarily. John Elefante did a fine job filling in. This is Fight Fire with Fire. Sometimes that's all you can do. When your back's to the wall. 68 degrees outside Jersey City. Loving you. Elefante.
Thank you.
I could sing like that.
Fire with fire.
Let's take it to Baltimore. The band Kix from the Hair Band days. Great song. Don't Close Your Eyes. Dusty Show. Stay with me. Clay Pigeon. Extending that intro, giving us an opportunity to visit just a little bit longer. I'm glad you're there. It's going to cool down tomorrow. What's your sign? I'm a Pisces.
What you doing now in the nighttime? What you call me on the phone? Mama can't solve your problem. When daddy ever get home? So you did your little blues and cries in the middle of a suicide. Don't close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Don't sing your life over.
Occupation, driver, transporting a supercharged Dodge Challenger from Denver to San Francisco. Background, Medal of Honor in Vietnam, former stock and bike racer, former cop, dishonorably discharged. Now he uses speed to get himself up, to get himself gone. Everybody's after Kowalski.
Because you think we're queers.
For one reason or another.
Is there something I can do for you?
Like what?
Like anything you want.
Everybody wants a piece of his hide.
Maybe kill somebody. Maybe stole that big dude of his. Maybe both.
Get that son of a...
They want to get him and put him away. but they'll have to catch him first. It's the maximum trip at maximum speed. Vanishing point.
Time to take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the game. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if we never come back. Then we'll root, root, root for the home team. If we don't win, it's a shame. And it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. On a Sunday afternoon, in the merry month of June, take a trip up the Hudson or down the bay, take a trolley to Coney.
These are the Ben Yost Singers. I'm just letting them roll. Wonder if it's Dennis Yost's dad from the Classics Four. That's the narrative we'll go with.
They work hard on Monday, but one day that's fun day. It's Sunday afternoon.
This is Al Jolson, my mammy. Dusty Show, stay with me.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, Mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. Mammy, my little mammy, my heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. I'm a-coming, sorry that I made you wait. I'm a-coming, hope and trust that I'm not late. Oh, mammy, my little mammy, I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles.
My mammy.
Oh, mammy, my little mammy, the sun shines east, the sun shines west. I know where the sun shines best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about. Nobody else's. My little mammy. My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, Lord, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I walk on your
historical
young,
perspective required. Al Jolson.
My mammy.
Here's Anna Jo. And the Poor People, another Clay's classic, rockin' all around on the Dusty Show. Stay with me.
Come on and rock me, baby. Sock it to me, baby. Make my heart pound, shake my rocker around. Love me, baby. Kiss me till you're melting me down. I wanna let you, baby. I'm Come on and suck it to me, baby. Rock it with me, baby. Rocking all around.
Baby came home from our date. Sat by the fire until it got quite late. I was running my fingers through her golden hair when a big boy said,
"What's going on down there?"
"We're toasting marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows tonight. We're toasting marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows tonight." Me and my baby drove up on a hill, trying to be alone as lovers will. We were up so high we couldn't get no higher when the big boy said,
"Hey fella, where the fire?"
"Right here, yeah, we're toasting marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows tonight. We're toasting."
Singles Going Steady continues on FMU. This is Judy, Johnny, and Billy roasting marshmallows. Dusty Show.
Me and my baby made our usual stop. Kissed me till I thought I'd blow my top. Both she and I had almost flipped our lids when a big boy said,
"What good with you two kids?"
"We're toasting marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows tonight. We're toasting marshmallows, marshmallows, marshmallows tonight."
"Now looky here, you two kids. Don't you know you can't build no fires on this here beach? Besides, eating all them marshmallows gonna give you a stomachache. Come on now, put out that fire and scoot out of here, you kids.
We're going to Alpha Centauri. Me and Ames and Lori. And my Saab Sonnet 3. With Elvis's Charo DVD. We'll watch when we get to the room. Don't wanna watch no Charo DVD. It was Elvis's most interesting cinematic period. Some say. Oh. Inspection. Hot pie inspection. Ripped off the elation. She found his way home. Found his way home. He found his way home. He found his way home. He found his way home.
Love this fantasy Stone Cowboy. My brother Tim gave this to me years ago when he was still a hippie, coming home from Minneapolis Brown Institute of Radio Technology. Listen to this, Clay. Stone Cowboy. I want to thank some pledgers. Thanks a lot for your generous pledges during the Silent Marathon. Boss, you're so nice. Daniel Hubble. I've already named some. I'll get the rest now. Andre Fisher, Klaus, Joel, DJ Elrock, thank you, man. Tom, Thomas, you guys, not saying last names, it's no fun. Dave in Seattle, Washington, I guess you add the town, and now I'm behind. Klaus in Dusseldorf, Germany, Andre in Rome, Boss in Utrecht, Alex, Cedar Creek, Texas, Thomas in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Dave in Seattle, Gregory in Herndon, Virginia, Carlos in Wilmington, Delaware, Mondewain in Teaneck, Nellie in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. Wow, you guys. Claudia in New York City, Benjamin in Seattle, Washington, Terry in Las Vegas, Nevada, via Ottoman, Dan in Brooklyn, Greg, in Bloomfield, Robert in Manchester, in England, man, and in Indiana. I made inroads in Indiana. They want me. Indiana wants me, Brandon. Thank you guys for your pledge. A silent marathon rolls on. This is, well, how about those Mets too, Mets? I'm excited. I'm caught up in it. Murphy, the home runs, the pitchers, Syndergaard, Thor, just destroying the Cubs and the Dodgers. Mets, we'll probably be playing those Royals. You never know. Here's a gift you get. Yeah, that Dusty Show audience loves this song. The boys, Rupert Holmes, Timothy, Clay's classic, Hardy at the top of the hour. The whole TNP follows. Timothy, their donkey? That's what I've made out.
Timothy, God, what did we do?
Yeah, that's Rupert Holmes in there writing, the guy who wrote Pina Colada song, and him.
I must have blacked out, just found that
was the very next thing that I could see was the light of the day, and then
sing it. You gotta hit some high notes here. You're just getting started. Come on, here. Listen to this, Shinola. Oh, yeah. That's why he got the big bucks.
Mrs. Arts, robot, please report to the dance floor.
Oh, this is so awesome. Midnight Star, Freakazoid.
Z.
Let's dance, you guys. Come on.
D.S. Freakazoid. Z.
New Jack Swing. I need the webcam. I'm nailing it.
I'll be your freakazoid. Come on and wind me up.
everybody was going digital. Larry, we're excited about all the possibilities of it. I know Ready for the World was. They're the O'Sheila people. Kind of sound like Prince back in the day. Ready for the World. Digital display.
Does anyone have any? Can I play? Does anyone have any? One. Two. Three. Four.
I could go on counting for hours the things that I like. Right in my sight. I don't mind if you turn your back on me, 'cause I know you're still good. Even if I wanna turn mine in this position, I don't think I could.
36.
I always dreamed of your measurement in neon light.
24.
Personally speaking, baby, you can light up my room.
Nice.
I never had a girl before with much of a figure. So excuse me if I start to play with your digital display.
Digital display.
I wish your grief would start to grow.
Digital
to make your digits wanna show.
Digital
I could cool you off all day.
Went through that ravine.
Let's call it off.
What do you mean, call it off? Now we got a chance to get him?
He's in the next county by now. Let's get on home.
Come on, how many more calves you want to lose to that wolf?
You sure don't give up easy, do you?
I sure wish I could have gotten him in my sights just once. You know, he doesn't sound too far off.
Well, where are you going?
Just gonna have a look-see. You take it easy. Got him, Adam.
Yeah, I got him.
I always think people will love this when I play it. They seldom do. This is Laurie London. Remember this one?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world.
It's a feel-good song. Come on, you guys.
In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world.
on, one more time, you guys, do it.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world, girl, in his hands. He's got the whole world.
I love this next one by the Crew Cuts, Gumdrop.
Gumdrop, 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 gumdrop. In a candy shop around the corner, I met a little gal and she's a goner. I looked at her, she looked at me. I stole a kiss and ooh-wee, my heart starts beating.
Gumdrop, gumdrop,
lips kept repeating.
Gumdrop, gumdrop, looks so fine, makes you know she's mine.
Gumdrop,
hey,
gumdrop. She's peaches and cream, Candyman's dream. Puts me on a cloud, makes me holler out loud.
These guys had a great sound, didn't they? Probably had the Crew Cuts and then the plaid jackets, doing some nice shows, good rooms, decent food, nice pay for a while. Holding on to some of that big band sound that the Parrots liked. They were pleasing people on both ends. And then the electric guitar, Freak Out. Parents are walking out with their ears covered. The kids are in the aisles doing this.
Don't care about the money I spent for the presents I buy. She just wants a honey.
You're getting all 203, all 203. Remember that now.
Hard, the hard worm, words working, hard worm, the worm, words, hard worm, word, the hard working worm, look at the hard working worm, working, look at him working, mud duck, he has a mud duck, and out comes mud. Out of the worm, hard worm, mud comes, out of the worm, wood of the hard worm, working so hard, the worm, look at his head, mud comes, where is the worm's head, where is the worm's head? Worm, word, the working worm, words, hard, the hard worm, words working, hard worm, the worm, words, hard worm, word, the hard working worm, look at the hard working worm, working, look at him working, mud duck, he has a mud duck, and out comes mud. Look at it move, look at the earth, look at the worm, look at the earthworm, look at him, look at it, the earthworm, it is a female worm, a long female worm, that female worm is long, I long for the female worm, worm, long female, long, undulate, it is undulating, undulate, it is undulating, a little sound comes out of it, ee-wee-wa-wee-wa-wee-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa-wa- it, worm nut, worm worm nut, the long female worm nut is undulating hard. Ewee wowee, listen to it. Ewee wowee wow wow woop. Worm worm, the working worm worms hard, the hard worm words working hard, worm the worm words hard worm word, the hard working worm, look at the hard working worm working, look at him working mud duck, he has a mud duck, and out comes mud. A Samson eye banjo, a traveler's banjo, red, it is covered with thick dick dick dung, it is a dick dick dung covered grass banjo, held together dick dick dung, the dung of the dick 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 dung of the dick dick mud, warm dick dick mud is warm rubber baby buggy bumper rubber baby buggy bumper rhino pommer rhino pommer rhino pommer rhino pommer rhino pommer rhino pommer rhino pommer. Look at them move, look at the earth, look at the worm, look at the earthworms move, look at them, look at it, the earthworm, it is a female worm long and red, a female worm long and red, the female's worm is long, I long for the female worm, worm mud, worm long hard, female worm mud red, undulate is undulating, undulate is undulating. Worm word, the working worm words hard, the hard worm words working hard, worm the worm words hard worm word, the hard working worm, look at the hard working worm working, look at him working mud duck, he has a mud duck, and out comes mud.
Right. Roger Williams. Is this song 60 years old? Roger Williams, Autumn Leaves. And yet he perfectly captured it, didn't he? The leaves falling to the ground as they're doing now, starting to do in this part of the country. A little further north, full on orange. Peak fall, beautiful. This has been really fun, you guys. Thanks for having me. Clay Pigeon, Dusty Show. Thanks, pledgers. Thanks, listeners, AccuPlaylisters. I love reading your comments. Hardy White's next. Kevin Nutcenter's Crossroads. Dave, the Spaz nickname. I guess Julie was in last week. And then Stan, the TNP. The Thursday Night Package on WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Singles going steady. Stay with us. Until next time, take care, everybody, and always remember...
Well, hello, my friend. Am I in the right place? I'm here for guided dreaming. Am I in the right skull? You might be thinking, I don't need a guide for my dreams. Well, I'm more than just a guide. I'm also a guard. I will stand at the gate of your dreams and protect you while you're vulnerable. It's like I'm standing at the door of a one-stall bathroom that you're in. I say, hey, don't go in there. My friend is in the head. Using it. Don't go in. See, that's what they call it on a ship, is a head, because it's a perfect comparison right there. You see, it's a private place. You can go in and think for yourself, but you put a protective barrier around it using your internal odor, you see, so nobody else wants to go in there, and you can be truly alone. And that's what your own head is like. It's a space that you can go in there and think in private and be alone and with some kind of tremendous odor that you become nose blind to. Oh, so nobody else wants to go in there. But I'm telling you, I'll go in there with you and I'll be your guide. So why can't I self-guide? Why do I need you to explain my own internal space? And I tell you, I just want you to look out for certain things. I'm there so you don't accidentally make a story of it. What's wrong with stories? Well, I tell you, stories are misleading because they imply that there's some kind of beginning, there's some kind of end, and there's some kind of point. We are looking for those little nuggets in the story that are poems, little juxtapositions of crazy things that give you some sort of feeling. That's the language of dreams. That's what we're going for. And I'm going to help you point those out and so you don't accidentally make a story. Oh, my friend, it's when I get certain kinds of granola, I'll get it with a little dried fruit in it. And I'll just go in and pick out the fruit, just like you do in marshmallows. I'll get that marshmallow cereal. What's cereal? Cereal is the story. And the marshmallows are poems. And I'm going to pick out red hearts and blue clovers and everything like that. Eat them up. I got a little iambic pentameter caught in there, and it turns to calculus, and calculus turns to tartar. And then when you got that fighting each other, you have decay. Oh, we don't want to do that. You don't want your teeth to rot out. What happens if your teeth rot out in dreams? Look at you. You're spitting them out already. I'm sorry I said something. We haven't even started to dream, and already you're imagining that your teeth are rotting out of your head. What does that mean? I don't know. I'll look in this big book of meanings and everything. Hey, it's your book. Why don't you look in it? What does it mean if your teeth fall out? I've lost my power, and I feel a little bit of guilt that maybe I did something to spit those rotten teeth out. It just means you had a bad popcorn eating memory. Oh, you don't know what kind of things are firing off in your brain. You want me to go up and look? I can crawl into your brain like that, like some kind of Star Trek Jeffries tubes. See anything up in there, Mr. Scott? No, nothing. What are you doing up in there? It's like you're using it as some sort of Japanese coffin hotel. I am. I got a little monitor up in here, and I just come in here and have some privacy because I don't want to sit in the bathroom because it smells like, well, one of you, I'm not going to say which, Spock. Woo! What do y'all eat? I don't. I eat every 7 years, and then I use the toilet every 7 years as well. That's probably what you're experiencing there. I don't want to be in Mr. Spock's head. I want to be in my own. I have enough in there, and I don't understand it. Could you come with me, Hardy? I will. Hey, guided dreaming. That's what we're doing right now. Once you put those headphones on, say headphones, I use earbuds. I saw a fellow with headphones on the other day, and I thought he was wearing wrestling ear protectors like that. And I said, that's good for him. Nobody wants cauliflower ear. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but, oh, it's not beautiful. They have to combine it with broccoli ear now and have those green kind of deformed ears that people have. Oh, look at you. You're going to be in Shrek the Musical, perhaps, without any makeup. That's what's going to happen to you if you keep beating yourself up like that. Oh, let's begin in the antechamber. What's that? That's a chamber that you got to put up before you play the poker. And we're going to go into the antechamber. It's like a cave. And I want you to imagine yourself now laying in a cave. It's a warm cave, though. There's no bears in it. Are there bears in it? There's no bears in it. Are there bats in it? There's no bats. There's no insects. There's nothing in it. Why? Because it's a dream cave. You're all right. And I'm here anyway. That's the one thing. I'm looking around all the time, and I've been trained and all sorts of things, and Krav Maga and all that. So I know how to disarm people, especially in dreams. There's nothing to know. It all goes from will to action so quickly. I don't have to accrue any knowledge. I don't. I don't have to go to dream school. Oh, what happens if I fall asleep in dream school? Turns into some kind of tedious movie, sci-fi movie. Anything where you have to break all the laws of physics. Figures, oh, well, please. Or maybe the whole thing is being imagined. Yes, it is being imagined. It's called a movie. Isn't that interesting? Turns out the whole thing's a fiction. When I walked in, when did it start being made up? When I walked into the movie theater. That's when I realized, I look up and said, those are not real people because they're giant. If his head was truly that big, it'd be Zardoz. And it'd be floating around disbodied. It's not. Oh, we are fooled by all this. Maybe that's why we have... don't understand our dreams anymore, and we need dream guides. I don't mind talking you through it. Not at all. Not at all. You know what it's like, and this happens a lot. I will run into somebody who's had some sort of metal helmet grafted onto their head, and they cannot speak. They're completely helpless. But I take them by the hand, and I say, you can hear me, but I can't hear you, so just follow me, and we'll try to get that thing off your head. And I will just keep talking to keep you company, because I know it's lonely in that it's like a diving bell helmet without any window. It's windowless. It's like a diving bell helmet, but that works for the state or something. So, okay, I got a window because you're not important. Because then you might look out and you realize, hey, I think I'm being kept from really living my life. Yes, I'll tell you why. Because we need your knowledge of just typing into the computer. We don't need you at all. We just need a thing there. I don't know why even. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you pointless? What's the point, Hardy? Why can't I do something important like farming? Well, I'll tell you what. You know, we all do what we can. That's why we have these dreams, Carl. We're going to explore some of those things. I want you to spread out in this dream. Now, I know that you've been having some really mundane ones where you just, I'm riding in an elevator, then I get out upon a floor. Yes, that's a really dull one. We want to do something. We're going to do some flying today. That's one of the first things you're going to learn in dreams. Say, people, oh, I like when I fly in my dreams. Exactly. So that's one of the most popular things we do right away. And we do it. So is it hard? Is it like CrossFit or something? Yeah, yes, there's lots of kipping flying where we just swing our body up into the air and until it stays there. No, I tell you, it's not. It's all in your mind anyway. Say, well, I'll tell you, one of the things I can't do is get any real height in my dreams, Hardy, when I fly. It's since I can hover low, but then when I get to a height where I think the fall is fatal, I can no longer soar with the Eagles. Say, well, don't pick somebody other than the Eagle. Who are we talking? Football team? Band? No, the animal. I got you. I'm sorry. Because it's a dream, I immediately make all sorts of comparisons. Puns, your brain puns, even when you're asleep. Yes, that's called a... Shut up. I'm trying to make a point. So you make these comparisons and everything, and you make poetic combinations based on all sorts of things when you're asleep. So we don't know what's going to pop into your head. So, you know, I say sail. You could see a literal sail or a sailfish, or it could be some kind of homonym of it. And you see somebody, a storefront. Oh, we're in a storefront. How did that happen?